psoriasis can be a terrible skin condition to treat.
Yeah, the usual remedies can be messy topical applications or, you know, the oral medicines and the light treatment, that PUVA, there may be some undesirable side effects. A listener shared his experience in treating psoriasis by eating one of my favorite foods.
We're talking with Andy Flynn from Durham, Maine. He has a remarkable story about hot peppers.
My favorite drug, capsaicin. Andy, what happened?
I'm 42 years old, and I've had psoriasis since I was 12 or 13. It can be very depressing and hard to live with.
Describe what it's like to have psoriasis, because there are a lot of people who just don't even know what it looks like.
Psoriasis is a red patch, and it's very scaly and very itchy. And I guess it is caused by the skin developing too fast.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. And it's very hard to get rid of. There's no cure for it. Some of the stronger chemicals were suggested to me, and I didn't want to use them. There are ointments for it, but they don't work very well. They have very limited success, I guess. I had a number of large patches, probably 2 to 3 inches in diameter, on my chest mm-hmm. and on my back, on my elbows, and also on my knees. And the ointment would work on only certain areas. The large patches on my chest, it would turn to, again, that dormant pink stage. It would remove the itch, but nothing else. It wouldn't do anything to a patch on my back or on my knees or elbows. And just recently, I've developed a taste for salsa, very hot salsa. And I started with the mild, and then the spiciness wasn't quite enough, and so I moved up to the medium, and then finally up to the real hot. And apparently what happens is you develop a resistance to it, so you need to consume more of it in order to get that hot taste.
That
heat.
Zing.
Out of the capsaicin, I guess it is.
That's it. I know all
right.
about it because I'm a pepperhead myself.
Oh, are you good?
It's almost like an addiction. You get used to it and then you have to have more.
More, yeah.
And the hotter the better.
It is, yeah. I really enjoy it. And during this time, I use the Ultravate ointment. And the psoriasis not only turned to its pink dormant state, but it disappeared altogether. This hasn't happened to me for, I have to say, at least 30 years. I mean, I could never get rid of it. I finally realized the connection between the peppers and the psoriasis disappearing. And I did some research, and capsaicin, which is in the peppers, I guess mainly in the seeds, is used as a topical ointment for psoriasis and also for pain relief, joint relief. So I ran a test and I stopped using it. I stopped the crushed red peppers and the salsa and everything. And sure enough, within 2 weeks, the psoriasis started to get very irritated, inflamed, very itchy. And it started to come back, so I started right back into the hot peppers.
And what happened with the psoriasis?
I still have some small spots, probably the size of a dime, but they don't bother me at all. Actually, I've been so happy with the disappearance of the rest of it that I haven't even bothered with the Ultravate ointment to try and get rid of the rest of it. I've just kind of left it.